Hershey, there were a lot of people talking about once that Forsberg goal that Pettersson scored had you screaming, nobody say anything, nobody say anything, conjuring up some bad memories there or what?
Well, no, it's actually, you know what, it's the fact that I didn't get the patent on it, okay? So I should have got a patent on the move. Every time someone does it, like, I should be getting, like, $1,000.
Stealing money from
so, yeah, that's really what I'm upset about. Like, I can't change history, but, you know, how do I profit from
you should be
it?
Paid for question. History, yeah. Okay.
Do young Swedes know that you are such a big part of that? Like, does Petey understand when he does that? That's kind of an ode to you?
I go into the media room, into the locker room after, and Petey looks at me like some old guy that's never played in the NHL. So that's just the way it is. These young guys have no idea. I'm going to bring out the video and show Petey. I'm going to show him. Hey, yeah. This is where you got that from. Yeah. Respect me.
This has been around for a while. If it wasn't for me, this never would have worked, and no one would have tried it.
You would have never have figured this out on your own.
It was still, what, 5 years before he was born, too, right, when that went down.
Oh, good Lord. Yep. I have an older daughter than him. That's all I know.
What do you make of what's taken place in the last 3 days? Who has stuck out in your mind for what you've seen there?
What I like the most out of everything isn't the forwards, isn't the goalies, isn't whatever. The fact that I watch Quinn Hughes and Tyler Myers and the ability to be able to get out of their own end when they're in trouble. The ability that Quinn Hughes just, instead of, if he doesn't see a pass, he's like, oh, okay, I'll do it myself. And he carries the puck out of trouble out of the zone himself, which, you know, we haven't really seen that. And then Tyler Myers, the ability that if he is in trouble, to be able to make that first pass out of the zone, and all of a sudden you're going the other way. You're not hemmed in your own end for 2 minutes. So I'm excited to see the fact that, you know, the Canucks transition game from defense to offense, you know, and no disrespect to the guys last year, the guys that are there, but they just didn't have that ability. They needed a lot of help to be able to get out of trouble in their own zone. And you watch Quinn Hughes and you're like, no, don't do that, don't do that. Oh, okay, well, that worked. Yeah, that's good. You do that again, kid. So it's pretty cool to see.
Corey, if there was media testing physicals on the weekend, I think you and Salkowski would have had a tough time passing. But I don't think you know where I'm going with this. I don't think because you were quite critical of Jake showing up out of shape. Your thoughts again on that?
Yeah. Well, it's up to him to I don't know how far off he was. But obviously he wasn't up to the standards of the coaches. And again, I'll reiterate the same thing I said. Even as a player, when I was playing, guys started all working out together. You're in Vancouver, there's lots of other NHL players. And really, all you got to do, I wasn't the greatest fitness machine myself. I'm sure you guys are shocked to hear that. But all you got to do is pay the trainer and show up at the dedicated time. And you end up doing the workouts as hard as everybody else because you push each other. So, not saying that Jake didn't do that. He may have. And then as far as diet now, you can hire people to make you meals and, you know, follow that plan every day. And you can hire your own chef. And if it was back where guys weren't making much money or they only, you know, they couldn't afford it or whatever, there's no excuse. You're making $1 million. You're making $1.5 million. You're getting paid. You have the money. This is what is accepted for being able to make that kind of money and being that kind of player. So that's where I have the issue with Jake. However, you know, on the ice, you know, I've never seen someone on a bike score a goal. That's the other side of it. That was Cliff Ronning. Cliff Ronning never trained. He just always skated every day all summer. So let's give him a chance on the ice. And let's see if he can redeem himself.
Did you ever play with anyone, Corey, that kind of changed their mindset, you know, a few years later in their career? You go, man, this guy was, whether it's lazy or this guy was too carefree, but, you know, down the road, you know, Travis Green has changed. He was an easygoing guy for a while.
Oh, yeah.
He's not the same guy. Did you play with someone who kind of changed their ways as they got older?
You know what? Lots of guys. Absolutely. You know, not anybody that I can think of right off the top of my head. But yeah, definitely there's guys, the game has a way of humbling you. And it's interesting. So the guy that thinks that they get by on talent, eventually some young kid comes in better shape, faster, stronger, and you get humbled. And some guys learn that and they figure it out, and they're like, geez, I got to change my training. I got to train harder. And then other guys don't. And the guys that don't, they get pushed out of the league. They get pushed over to Europe. They get pushed down to the minors. But yes, some guys do figure it out. But let's see what Jake does. He's still young, but we can't continue to use that excuse for him every year, year after year, that he's still young. He's been in the league long enough that if he wants to be the player that he can be, he's going to have to change his training habits.
100%. Corey Hirsch with us here on Sportsnet 650. By the way, 8:20, just a few minutes from now, we will be playing Name That Knuck, a chance to qualify for season tickets for the Vancouver Canucks, lower bowl seats for the upcoming campaign. So that's coming up in about 5 minutes from now. Do we have a sense at all, Hershey, who is in the lineup tonight in Victoria?
We do. And I have a little bit of an idea. We're not going to see Marquis or Demko tonight. If I just pull up, let me see if I can pull it up. I got some of the lines, but I believe we're going to see Horvat. He's going to play. I think Gaudette's going to play. So those will be the veterans that we'll see. As far as young guys, I'm not sure. I don't have full lineups, but I just have wind of who's going to be, you know, in the game or not. So I guess we'll see. This game is always hard because you really don't know. We don't really know who's Calgary sending either. So, you know, as far as the broadcaster goes, it's hard to prepare until you get to the rink because you got a lot of guys you don't know, and it's a mad scramble to prepare. I think Goldobin's going to play tonight here in Victoria. I don't know who's going to Calgary, though.
How does Adam Gaudette stay on this team?
As a winger, right now, as a winger. And I feel like he's an NHL player. I think it would be a mistake to send him down. I think he can play at the NHL level and be a good player. I think probably to start at wing. Somebody's usually typically gets hurt, though, right? Down the middle, you have Horvat, you've got Pettersson, you've got Sutter, you've got Beagle. We hope that none of them get hurt, but usually that answer is taken care of by itself. But if you can teach Gaudette to play the wing and he's a centerman, you know, when guys go down during the game, you can move him over. Like, he's a guy you can move from wing to center. So I think he's a guy that has to stay on the team. And it's not difficult to go from being a centerman to being a winger. It's more difficult to try and learn how to play center. And this kid already knows how to play center. I think they have to find a spot for him.
Corey, look, they're still far apart with Besser. I don't know. It could take this thing could be long. What's your feeling about him not being there in Victoria, the reaction from the players? What are your thoughts on Besser not there?
Yeah, what are you hearing as far as how far up? I haven't heard anything. It's been quiet.
I just know there was no progress on the weekend. And, yeah. I mean, obviously there's a gap. I mean, they've had 4.5 months, Corey, to do this, and they're not any closer. So they're still far apart.
Well, and you see the free agent signings. Guys are getting paid. So it's like, you know, unless he's asking for ludicrous money, amounts of money, which I don't know, or maybe I'm not sure what the holdup is. It's probably a little bit of everything. But my concern with him is fitness, because once you stop, so now you've got to train on your own and you've got to find somewhere to skate. All your NHL buddies are gone. All the junior teams are rolling. Where do you skate and where do you train? Who do you train with? There's nobody. All the NHL guys are gone. Like I said, the easy part of training is that all these guys train together. So now you've got to train on your own. You've got to work out on your own. You've got to skate on your own. You've got to figure it out until you get signed, because everybody does get signed. But what kind of shape is he going to be in when he gets here? That's my concern.
Hershey, always a pleasure. Thanks for getting up bright and early from your standpoint, considering you got a game to call in a little less than 12 hours from now. But it's all happening, man. We are it's awesome. Game day. Nice to say
Absolutely.
That for the first time in over 6 months.
Love it. Thanks, gentlemen. Have a good one.
There he is, Corey Hirsch, bringing the heat. This